The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Welcome to the danger zone here on Money Life. Put on your helmet and your protective gear, but understand, you will not get hurt here. Because David Trainer from New Constructs, well, he points out what's dangerous, but he also steers you away from it. And that's because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous. Typically, what is dangerous is something that looks good at surface level. But David Trainer and his crew at New Constructs don't dig in at surface level. They go in at the grassroots level. They start from the footnotes and they work their way back up. And what they often find is that the numbers up high, well, when you look in the opposite direction, they're a little bit misleading. And misleading numbers make something dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
The RIDEX Series Real Estate Funds.
RIDEX Real Estate. Now, when we talk about the series of funds, there are multiple share classes, but the A shares, RYREX, what's the problem here?
Two big problems. In this, the two things we focus most on funds is quality of holdings, and especially for mutual funds relative to their benchmark, and overall costs. And in both situations, RYREX here, I mean, the managers have way worse quality holdings than the benchmark, and they're charging a whole lot more for a poor allocation. So we feel like this deserves to be in the danger zone because investors need to know that you are getting exactly what you are not supposed to get by investing in this mutual fund.
Yeah, this is a fund, at least the A shares, RIDEX Real Estate, have an expense ratio of more than 1.6%. And I know that you guys then add back in the load to make it even more egregious. And the performance has been particularly bad. When you look at it, ultimately, that performance against the index, that tells you that, like, look, if a fund can't keep up with the index, buy the index. Isn't that the basic rule?
That's right. But we like to do that's a little bit different, Chuck, is to be forward-looking and tell you which funds are less likely to keep up with the index, because we're not a me-too business. You know that in New Constructs, we want to be different because we think being different pays, just like it paid with Valiant, right? And so we're looking to give our clients something they can't get anyplace else. And so we have a forward-looking fund rating system that's based on our ratings on the underlying stocks. And to the extent that our ratings on stocks are forward-looking, our ratings on funds are forward-looking. And the funds most likely to underperform the benchmark are those funds that are allocating more to bad stocks and less to good stocks than their benchmark.
Ultimately, for investors who decide not to buy an index fund, you have to have some compelling reason, something you think is going to wind up making it worth your while to pay more than index prices in the hope that if you're not even getting index performance, at least you're getting some downside protection. In this case, you're not getting any of those things. And worse yet, you could be headed for a heap of trouble. I mean, how bad is the dangerous holdings that we're talking about here?
You know, it's bad. So to be specific, the RIDEX Real Estate Funds allocate 54% of their assets to stocks or their capital to stocks that get a dangerous or very dangerous rating, while the benchmark only allocates 12%. On the flip side, the benchmark has 26% of its assets in attractive or better stocks, while the RIDEX Real Estate Funds only put 8% into attractive or better. So you've got more in bad stocks, less in good stocks. And, you know, we don't really do target prices on funds, but I mean, I think the underperformance of this fund is going to be bad by, I would say, at least 5.16% a year. And that's actually before looking at holdings. So here's where I get to get to the cost front. As you've heard me talk about in the past, when we look at the cost of being in a fund, we take into account not just the expense ratio, as you said, not just the front end load, but also transaction costs or turnover. And whoever's running these real estate funds for RIDEX are trading like crazy. They reported in their filing that the annual portfolio turnover is 599%. And based on academic studies, we correlate that to a cost, an annual cost. That's 3.15%. So the total annual cost over a three-year holding period for the Series A is 6.76.
Yeah.
That compares to 0.53 for the benchmark. Again, these are annualized over 3 years, so it takes into account the fact that, you know, you take money out of the pocket every year that doesn't get to grow. Anyway, so the difference between RIREX and its benchmark, I'm sorry, it's more than 5.16%. It's 6.23%. All right. That's just the incremental cost of being in this mutual fund compared to the benchmark. Now, the 5.16% is the difference between the total cost of being in RIREX and its expense ratio, because its expense ratio is understated compared to the overall cost. So anyway, investors are kind of in the danger zone just by owning this thing, because even if they had awesome stocks, they have to outperform their benchmark by a huge amount, 6.2% annually. All right. And my point is that that's not going to happen. That's probably never going to happen in the history of active management over any consistent period of time. And it's less likely to happen when the managers are putting that money into worse stocks than what the ETF holds.
Well, and that ultimately defines a bad fund. That is a fund that is basically suggesting you don't want to own this because you're not getting what you want out of the space, because that would be index performance, or you're not getting what you want out of the active management, which would be protection from downside or some sort of opportunistic situation. In this case, dangerous stocks, expensive fund, dangerous funds. It's the RIDEX Real Estate Series. The A-Shares, RYREX, in the danger zone this week. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs. It's newconstructs.com on Twitter, at New Constructs, for more information. We're turning for home on the Monday edition of Money Life, but there's plenty more to go, and we'll get to it right after this message.